This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who is the player most important after that? He gave us a surprise answer, I think, in Leo Chenal. I think this is an interesting study because I think I'd be very tempted to just be like McDuffie, Watson, sure, and just list off the corners, knowing that Devonta Smith, knowing that, you know, what they have at wide receiver and A.J. Brown. My answer is actually Charles Omenihu. Because of the way their offensive line is set up and how they're designed to be beat, as in strength versus speed, edge versus this, Charles Omenihu, because of what he possesses, he's a more speed rusher than Karloftis, who's going to try to maul you and beat you in that way. I think Charles Omenihu is the second most important defensive player for the Chiefs in this game. I think he needs to have a good game to ensure that they get a win. And I think that the matchup favors him in a lot of ways against their offensive line. And because he's going to be going up against their all-pro caliber play in Jordan Mailata some snaps and their very good tackles, I think he's the second most important player.
I mean, hard to argue. My feeling about Charles Omenihu from when he came back this season and prior, when we were talking about the defensive struggles and like, hey, let's just wait to see what he looks like when he comes back because he might have a huge impact. So I don't hate that answer at all. I think that's probably one of the top names you would think of. I'll go and stick with the linebacking core, and I get why he said Chenal based on the athleticism.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm actually going to go with Nick Bolton for this one because this is a guy that I think at times unfairly criticized, and he typically in these spots, like last time against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, stepped up, had a huge game. I think he's critical in the run game. Say what you will about him in coverage and everything. In the run game, he's a thumper, right? He's one of those guys that is going to come up and run coverage and run downs. And you talk about, hey, making sure you can get Saquon to the ground and you don't let him maneuver around you. Nick Bolton's going to be crucial in this game, in the run game in particular as well. Plus, he'll have some assignments, I'm sure, with some of the tight ends, Dallas Goedert and Calcaterra. So I think Nick Bolton, if we're going a little off the path from the obvious Chris Joneses of the world, I think Nick Bolton could end up, not that I think he's going to have a pick six or almost a pick six or a fumble,
but the tight end stuff for sure.
But I think Nick Bolton will be crucial in this game, and don't be surprised if he has another big impact because of the run game that we know. It's not even just Saquon. Of course, I'm talking about, hey, Jalen Hurts can decide to keep it himself, and he's going to try to find the outside lane. Who's there? And I think you could probably even argue Drew Tranquil, but I'll go Nick Bolton for this. What about you, Drew? What about you guys on the text line, 913-586-7965?
I mean, I think it's, to me, I think it's easy to say Trent McDuffie, but in terms of, you're saying the best player, correct? It's not like the key player in this game, where I feel like, not that Barber was saying that Chanel's the best player, but I feel like he was going more for the key player angle. You guys are talking best player, though, correct?
Yes. Well, I don't know. No, important is really what we were arguing.
Because I
don't want
to
get into the MVP conversation, but I was arguing more most important player.
Okay, if we're talking like importance, then I feel like Charles Omenihu is one that, to me, that stands out just by based on what he's been able to do and helping Chris Jones, taking some of the pressure off of him. And George Karloftis, I think, is wrapped kind of into that same conversation where you look at just the end play in general. George Karlaftis and Charles Omenihu have an opportunity where if Chris Jones is taking the double teams and everything, they got to win and try to put some pressure on Jalen Hurts where he either takes those sacks or force him into miscues, or help Chris Jones by being good enough maybe to attract a double team where Chris Jones can finally get a one-on-one against somebody.
It's just what, like what Briscoe mentioned earlier is what I never understood about the national discourse, which is they're discussing Jalen Carter like he's Chris Jones, and Chris Jones is in this game. What are we talking about? He's the league's best defensive tackle and has been for multiple years now. But he's an all-pro for a reason, and they discuss it like Jalen Carter is the only one who can disrupt a game. And I think a lot of it is because of their size, which is why I go to Omenihu. And I'm not saying McDuffie and Watson and those guys don't matter. They certainly do, but like I go to Omenihu because I think size-wise, he is favorable here.
If you get pressure with four guys, I feel like it just totally can wreck the Eagles' game plan. It can totally tear things up where Spags doesn't even have to blitz. Like, if Spags doesn't even have to come up with those creative blitzes, he'll still do it. But if he doesn't even have to worry about it because they're getting home with four guys and they can do it on a fairly regular basis, I mean, it can wreck the game completely for the Eagles' offense.
What you said with Carter and how people are talking about him, I think what it is, too, is the general sentiment that I think you and I think Drew agrees as well, is incorrect on this, which is that as if the Chiefs haven't seen so many of the things that they're about to see. And they have seen almost all of these elements that we all view it makes the Eagles a great team, but they have seen it. They've seen a defensive line like Philadelphia this year that's better. They've also seen one 2 years ago in the Super Bowl that was better.
In my opinion,
you
yes.
You know, I mean, well, and I'll give credit, actually, some of the numbers, they're out there that actually back that up. I mean, you know, Seth Kizer, if you guys are on social media and on X, you guys know the name, he pulled it up. I mean, even if you want to just look at specific numbers, quarterback pressures from offensive line units in 2022, remember, that was a Eagles defensive line and defensive unit that had a single season sack record for starters.
Historical year.
Yeah, historical year. They're not anywhere near that. That year in quarterback pressures, I'm just talking about pressures. That year they had Hassan Reddick, okay? And he had 41 pressures that year. That was their top pressure guy. This year their top pressure guy is Jalen Carter, but it's 23. Their second leading pressure QB defensive lineman was 27 in 2022. Same player this go around in Sweat, 16. It was Fletcher Cox at 25 in 2022. This year, the gap for the third guy is 15. So, and that's Smith. So the point is, it's just not the same front. They're a very good defensive front,
and they're deep.
It's not nearly as good as 2022.
Well, and guys,
and the Chiefs have seen a better front.
I don't understand. To me, I don't understand why people aren't talking about the Eagles secondary more in this conversation, because I agree with you guys. The defensive line is not the same defensive line. Yes, they got Jalen Carter and he's a dog and he's a mammoth of a human being. But to me, like Barbara brought it up with Darius Slay. Nobody has mentioned Darius Slay, I don't think, one time from a national perspective of how well Quinion Mitchell, Darius Slay, Cooper DeJean are all playing, where to me, that's the strength of the defense more than it is the defensive line, is how well they can hang with guys, particularly Quinion Mitchell being the rookie and Cooper DeJean being a rookie as well. People aren't talking about them as much as they are Jalen Carter, where to your point, Cody, they're making it seem, and Briscoe's point too, they're making it seem like Jalen Carter is Chris Jones when he's not there yet in terms of an impact perspective at all.
Interesting on the secondary. I think it is a very good secondary. I wonder if they're not getting as much attention, one, because, hey, they're just a bunch of rookies, a bunch of young guys.
Yeah,
and the thought
not household names.
Yeah, and
sure.
Not household names, and then also it's the worry, the concern, and I would be, if I was an Eagles fan, a little concerned. All right, they play great all year. Maybe they're just that special of a group, but it's Patrick Mahomes, 2 weeks to prep. It's Andy Reid, 2 weeks to prep. And you're like, hey, do we really think that secondary is going to confuse Patrick Mahomes? It goes back to Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator discussion. Not that it's the same QB, but Mahomes, of course, has not lost to Vic Fangio. And this is not the defensive coordinator. This is not the scheme that's going to confuse Mahomes. Does it mean that they can't have some big plays? Of course. They're a good defensive team. They're a very good football team. But the confusion, this isn't the secondary that's confusing him, in my opinion, with a bunch of rookies. And this is not the defensive coordinator that's confusing him. That was Bill Belichick. That was for a game, for a half, Lou Anarumo.
In the end, do you think we got the two best teams in the league? You know that this is tied for the
no.
best
No.
Regular season wins. This is tied for the most wins two teams faced off in the regular season in Super Bowl history. If you include the playoffs, it is the most. It's not even tied for anything because there's an extra round of playoffs, and obviously the Eagles played in it. So it is, by all accounts, the most wins two teams have come into a Super Bowl.
I don't think they're the two best teams, though. Not, and I ultimately, you're like, oh, they're in the Super Bowl. They have to be.
You think that was the game before?
I think overall in the NFC, the Detroit Lions were the best team in the NFC this year. Now, they didn't look. They got banged up. They didn't
injuries
make it there.
That's
fine.
The better of them.
It doesn't matter. You get to the Super Bowl, you don't get to the Super Bowl. But if you're saying in the entire 32-team NFL, do I think these are the number one, number two, if we're being honest about where the roster makeups are and everything? No, I actually think the Detroit Lions, from a roster makeup, were still the better team this year. They just got so banged up at the end. And Philadelphia, to their credit, took advantage of what I view as a fairly easy NFC path. They did not have to ultimately play the Detroit Lions.
Dude, someone on Twitter really got mad at you yesterday.
And they tagged you as well. In Philadelphia, in fairness, okay? they're listening. Shout out to Philadelphia. You guys are listening to KC Radio this week, and that's fine. They were upset. They said we misled Kansas City because we said that they're offense hasn't faced great pass defenses.
Like, somehow us telling them that changes the outcome of the game, by the way.
But it's a fact. They had the easiest schedule against pass defenses this year. That's just a fact. And that's not even my stat. That's from Warren Sharp, who went through and looked at it. The Eagles had the easiest schedule strength-wise against pass defenses. Doesn't mean that they weren't 5-0 against top 10 pass defenses. That is true, but that was never the stat we were referencing.
He also pointed out, I guess, in that
it's some random guy, 80 followers on Twitter. I mean, it's probably not even representing Philadelphia very well.
But I'll point out that he said that, like, they had faced four top 10 defenses this year, and the Chiefs had faced seven. There are only 17 games. That is a significant margin. I know you think seven's not a very big number, four's not a very big number, that must mean nothing. No, that means a lot. That means Chiefs played almost twice as many games against top 10 defenses this season alone. Look, I am not denying the Eagles. I was asking that question for a real reason, because I wanted to know, I think the Bills were a better team. And that doesn't mean you can't lose this game. Certainly, the Chiefs lost to the Bills earlier this year, or everything in between, and certainly it factors in there. It is so hard sometimes, and I'm not saying this can't happen, in the modern NFL, in 2025, it's been a while since I watched a team get to and compete in the Super Bowl and win, in which I did not think the quarterback was their best player. So I've seen him in the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes is the best player, and he beat those other guys, right? Whether it be Brock Purdy or Jalen Hurts or Jimmy Garoppolo. But when it was the Bucs, Tom Brady was their best player. When it was the Rams, Matt Stafford is their best player. And so, like, with Jalen Hurts, it's interesting because you don't often see teams built around this idea that there are, like, four players that you're saying are better than their best player. Like, we did the player draft earlier, and I took Jalen Hurts. He got taken, like, seventh amongst all the players in the entire game or whatever it is. And that's where, like, sometimes I have a hard time shaking it. And, yeah, I don't think the Eagles played in a tremendously difficult schedule. Did they ever play some good teams? Yeah, they did. But did they play, like, a murderer's row of endless barrage?
It's just simply an AFC-NFC conversation. That's all.
NFC's weak.
You don't apologize for how you get to a Super Bowl, but when we're breaking down and trying to figure out the edges that one team may or may not have in a game, the Eagles have taken advantage of an NFC, unlike an AFC, that doesn't have this gauntlet of quarterbacks. Now, that could change over the next couple of years, and Jalen Hurts could be a huge part of that, and probably is a huge part of that. Ultimately, as time goes on, maybe Jane Daniels becomes that dude. Caleb Williams, maybe Shadur goes to an NFC team. Who knows? You know, we don't know how it'll look in the next couple of years. In the AFC, I know that you have to go through Allen and Lamar and Mahomes.
You have to beat at least two of those guys to get to a Super Bowl.
And in some years, maybe Joe Burrow. Like, that's way tougher path than what Philly has gone. For the 2 years they got to the Super Bowl, they've taken advantage of an NFC that doesn't have that kind of quarterback yet. And that's fine. And that's why you need to capitalize if you're Philadelphia. But I agree with the texter, you know, when we're discussing the secondary there, Drew, in Philly, and why maybe in Kansas City we talk more about the entire unit versus just the secondary, and even nationally. The defensive player of the year last night was who? Pat Surtain II. The Chiefs play him twice a year. You know, they play a top tier corner throughout the season. You know, they've played a Houston defense that had
Denver Broncos had a great defensive line.
Stingley,
Nick Benito.
Stingley Jr. I'm talking about the corners, but sure. I'm talking more just the secondary. But yes, that applies to the defensive line too. Go ahead, Drew. Sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, I get that. I'm just talking. I'm not saying that the Chiefs haven't played anybody. I'm saying is everybody's talking about Jalen Carter as if he's the biggest, most important player, and he might be one of the individual pieces as a unit. The secondary, I think, is the best part of the Eagles' defense entirely.
Yeah,
because of what they're able to do, they're able to go. You know, not to say that they won't go man to man because they play a lot of zone, but I wonder if Vic Fangio to try to throw a curveball would say, okay, do I believe that Quinyon Mitchell, who can go toe to toe with Xavier Worthy in terms of speed? They're both extremely fast, very quick 40 times. Can he be there? Cooper DeJean, the athlete who can play all over the place. Barbara mentioned yesterday, Swiss Army knife. Darius Slay is a guy that cannot necessarily lock you down as much as Pat Surtain certainly, or Derek Stingley Jr. or, you know, Trent McDuffie or whoever, but he's a good enough corner where collectively as a unit, maybe Jalen Carter is actually as good as he is because the secondary has been as good as they have been. I think that was the conversation we had last year with the Chiefs team as well, where, you know, sack-wise, they were really good, but the secondary was a big part in the reason why they were getting some of those sacks, where maybe the sack numbers are a little bit lower, but the defensive tackle, Jalen Carter, is able to have more time to get to the quarterback because the secondary is doing its job in terms of coverage. That's the angle that I'm just coming from.
We'll see how it plays out, obviously. But yeah,
I'm not saying that they're going to be the reason they win or whatnot, but or that the Eagles are going to win by any means. But I'm just saying that I think that that's a narrative that hasn't been talked about at all whatsoever, more than, or even Zach Bond.
Sure. To your point, Drew, and I think this is more than fair. I've asked the question to people who either cover this team and we're trying to figure out a way for the Chiefs to win, or team people that cover the other team. Because right now, I think the most difficult thing about the Chiefs, other than Patrick Mahomes is a legend and an all-timer and will complete pass to anybody, is they go deep. They roll deep on offense. You can't, like, it's not like cutting out one leg and now they can't walk. It's more like an octopus, and it's just like each limb operates independently and one is not necessarily stronger than the other. You can take out Xavier Worthy, or you can take out, like, we're not letting Hollywood Brown get behind us, and we're not letting Xavier Worthy get behind us, and we're going to use our great corners and just run zone. Well, then here comes Travis Kelce.
Exactly.
And if you're trying to take care of Travis Kelce, you run into these other problems. Having a bunch of corners is important, because covering Kansas City on each and every down is very difficult.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.